Trouble making way for Paul Bongiorno now, who is also in our Parliament House studios. Good morning to you, Bonge.
Good morning, Hamish.
Chris Bowen dropping some hints, although not particularly clear ones, about what position Labor is taking on stage two of the income tax cuts. How politically risky is this actually for the opposition?
Well, it's risky if the government can convince voters that it is in fact Labor who's stopping them getting a tax cut. But this then comes down to who voters will believe, and it comes down to the credibility of the argument. And what we have here is the, as Bowen said, we have the opposition and the government agreeing that the 10 million taxpayers who the government is promising to give a tax cut from the 1st of July, although it's a rebate, so they won't get it for a year, but anyway, there's agreement on that, and it could fly through the Senate today if Labor voted with the government. But the government is saying, no, the condition is you've got to support a tax cut for high-income earners that will come in 7 years' time. That is two elections away, and as a number of leading economists have shown, based on very optimistic forecasts that we won't go into recession, that the world economy will stay the way it is, that the trade war between China and America won't have any impact at all. You might remember the LAW law tax cuts in 1993 couldn't even survive the first budget after the election because of economic circumstances. So that's the sort of argument that's out there. It does strain credulity in my view. It's in effect holding 10 million taxpayers to ransom, and it's also, in my view, treating them as mugs.
The Coalition Party Room will also meet today. It follows the release of the updated design of the National Energy Guarantee, the NEG. Those MPs opposing the NEG are expected to raise yet again their concerns. Tony Abbott's calling it a carbon tax in disguise. Is it getting even harder for Josh Frydenberg to land a deal on energy policy?
Well, it certainly looks that way. Yesterday, Tony Abbott gave the NEG both barrels, as you've just quoted. It would seem, however, there's a blind spot. Anything that puts a price or a de facto price on carbon cannot be abided by, and yet Tony Abbott's own direct action did just that to encourage abatement, that is to cut emissions from carbon emissions. A couple of billion dollars was put out there. So this is really ornery pig-headedness, if I can put it that way, that is very bad for this country. We do need an energy policy fit for the purpose of the future and the future of the planet in the longer term. And really narrow politics is being played here to the detriment of us all.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno, columnist with the Saturday Paper. It is 7 minutes to 8.